Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the fifth Aliyah in Parsha's Miketz. That's Perek Mem Beis, Pasuk Yud Tes. And we learned that Yosef accused his brothers of being spies, threw them in jail for a couple of days, took them out, and said, "If you follow my instructions, everything's going to be okay." The pasuk says, "Imkeinim atem." If you're truthful, Yosef told his brothers, "Achichem echad, one of your brothers, Yosef Aves Mishmarchem, he's going to be locked away in your cell. Vatem l'chu aviu sheva ravon batechem, and then you should go and bring the food for the hunger of your household." Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Tes. Aves Mishmarchem in your cell, sha'atem asurim by achshav, you were locked away there until then. We're going to take one of your brothers and leave him there. Vatem l'chu aviyu al beis avichem, bring to your father's house. Sheva ravayin batechem, masha kenisim l'ravayin anshe batechem, that which you purchased for the hunger of your household, you should bring back. Back to Chomesh Pasuk Chav. Vezachichem akatein teviyu elai, and your youngest brother you should bring to me. Ve'yamnu divreichem v'loy samusu, and your words shall be verified, and then you won't die. Vayasu kein, and they did so. Now the brothers turned to talk to each other. Vayamru ishal achiv, each man said to his brother, Aval, indeed, Hashem ma'anachnu alechinu, we are guilty for our brother. Asher inu tzars nafshay bischanu elenu v'loy shamanu, that we saw his pain and his anguish when he pleaded to us, and we didn't listen to him. Al kein ba elenu atzar azayis, because of that, this trouble has come upon us. Let's see Rashi v'yir pasuk chaf aleph aval kitarguma bekushta. That is the truth. Indeed, that is the reason why this is happening. Back to Chomesh pasuk chaf beis vayan Reuven oisam lemer. Reuven spoke up to them saying, Haloy amarti aleichem lemer. Didn't I tell you saying al techtu bayeled, do not sin against the lad? V'loy shematem, you didn't listen. V'gam dama hine nidrash, and now behold, his blood is being avenged. Now v'hem lo yadu, they didn't know kishemei Yosef. The Yosef was listening to them kiamelis ben oisam, because there's an interpreter in between them. Let's see Rashi over here pasuk chaf gimel v'hem lo yadu kishemei Yosef. Maybe l'shainim, that he understood what they were saying. Ubefan of hayu medabrim kein, they were saying this in front of him. Ki hamelitz b'neisim, because there was an interpreter there. Ki shahayu medabrim imay, when they spoke to Yosef, hayu hamelitz b'neim, there was this interpreter in between them. Hayadei loshin ivri v'loshin mitzri, that spoke their language and that spoke Egyptian. But hayu hamelitz divrim l'Yosef v'divrei Yosef l'hem, he would interpret their words to Yosef and Yosef's words to them. L'kach hayisrim she'en Yosef makir loshin ivri, therefore they thought that Yosef didn't understand their language. Hamelitz zeh Menashe b'noy, this is Menashe Yosef's son. Back to Chomesh pasuk of Dalid, v'yisef ma'alem v'yef, so he turned away from them and he cried. V'yashav aleim v'damer aleim, and he returned to them and he spoke to them. V'yikach mitam es Shimon, he took Shimon from them. V'yaser oser leinehem, and he locked him up in front of their eyes. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk of Dalid, v'yusev me'aleim nisrachik me'aleim, he distanced himself from them. Shlo yiru ubeiches, so they shouldn't see him crying. V'yef klafisha shama shayim mischartim, that's because he heard that they were regretful, so he started crying. As Shimon, why did he take Shimon specifically? Hu ishlicha lebar, he was the one that actually threw him into the pit. Hu she'amar Levi, he was the one that said to Levi, he ne'balach lemes halazeba, look, this dreamer is coming. Davar acher, another understanding is Yosef wanted to separate him from Levi. Perhaps they're both going to decide that they're going to kill him, and he knows that Shimon and Levi together are unbeatable, so he wanted to separate them. He put him away in jail in front of their eyes. That was only in front of them. The moment they left, he took him out of jail and gave him food and he gave him to drink. Yosef commanded to fill their vessels with grain, and that each man should have his money returned to his sack, and to give them provisions for the way. Vayaslahem Cain, and he did so for them. Vayisu es shivram al chamayrem, and they lifted their grain onto their donkeys. Vayelchu misham, and they left from there. Vayitachu echad esakai, lost his misbah al chamayr b'malon, and one of them opened up his sack to give grain to his donkey in the inn. Vayars kaspe, and he saw his money. V'hinehu b'fiam tachtoi, it was at the opening of his sack. Let's see Rashi v'yir pasuk of Zayin. Vayitachu echad, the one opened up his sack. What does that mean? The one opened it up. Who Levi? That's referring to Levi. Shenishar yachid mishimon ben zugai, he was left alone from Shimon, who's like his partner. B'malon, what is this place? B'makam shalanu b'layel, that's place where they slept that night. Amtachtai husak, that's his sack. Back to Chomesh Pasuk of Ches, Vayomer Lechav, he said to his brothers, Hushav Kaspi, my money was returned. Vagam hine b'amtachti, it's also in my sack, in my saddlebag. Vayetze libam, and their hearts went out. Vayechardu ishal achiv lemar, and each man was frightened to his brothers, saying, Ma zois asal kim lanu, what is this Hashem is doing to us? Let's see Rashi v'yir Pasuk of Ches, Vagam hine b'amtachti, gama kesev bayi matfua, also the money with my grain. Ma zois asal kim lanu, lahavienu lidea lilo zu, to bring us to this pretext, this problem, shloi hushav el is oil lenu, the only reason why he gave us our money back is so that he can have this pretext to libel us that we did something wrong. Back to Chomesh Pasuk of Tes. Vayavayol Yaakov v'yim arz Kanaan. They came to Yaakov, their father, in the land of Canaan. Vaygidu loy is kolakars oisam lemar. And they told him everything that happened to them, saying, Dibur ish adeinei ha'arz itonu kashas. The man who's the master of the land, he spoke to us harshly. Vayitein osonu kimragel mes ha'arz. And he treated us like we were spies of the land. Vanoimer elam, we said to him, Kenema nachnu, we're truthful. Loyayinu miraglim, we were never spies. Shneim asra nachnu achim b'nei avinu. We are 12 brothers, the son of our father. Ha'echad inenu, one of them isn't here. Vakoten hayoyim es avinu be'arz Kanaan. And the youngest one, he's with our father in the land of Canaan. Vayomer lenu ish adonai arts, and the man who's the master of the land, he said to us, Bezois Eda, with this I'm going to know, kikenem atem, that you're truthful. Achichem ha'echor anichu iti, leave one of your brothers with me. Vezer avon batechem kchuba lechu, and the food for your houses, take it and go. Velvius achichem akoton elai, and bring your youngest brother to me. Ve'eda, then I'm going to know, kilem raglam atem, that you're not spies. Kikenem atem, that you're truthful. As achichem eten lechem, and then I'm going to give you your brother back. Vezer arts tischaru, and then you can move about the land. Now, after telling all this to Yaakov, vayhihem rikim sakem, they were undoing their sacks. Each man's money bundle was in his sack. They saw their bundles of money, them and their father, and they were afraid. Yaakov, their father, said to them, you have bereaved me. Yosef's not here, and Shimon's not here. You're going to take Binyamin. It's all fallen upon me. Let's see, Rashi. Malamas teaches us that they're afraid that maybe he killed him. I'm a Haruki Yosef, or they sold him just like they sold Yosef. Shikaltem, call me Shabbat Avudim. Anything this happens to their children, Kar Shakul, they're called bereaved. Back to Chomash Pasuk Lamed Zayin. Vayomer Reuven al Aviv Lamer. Reuven said to his father, saying, Ashnei Bonai Thomas, my two sons, they can die. Im Loya Vienu Elecha, if I do not bring him back to you. Tana Oysa al Yadi, give him to my hand, meaning I'll be responsible for him. Vanyashi Venu Elecha, and I will return him to you. This is referring to Binyamin, obviously. Vayomer, he said, Loyer Bini Machem, my son will not go with you. Ki Achiv Meis, for his brother died. Vuhula Vadu Nishar, he's the only one left over. Ukrau, Asan Baderha Shetel Chuba, and a mishap is going to happen along the way that you're going. Vayratim Esevasi, Biyagan Shail, and that you're going to have brought in my old age and sorrow to the grave. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Ches, Lo Yered Bini Machem, he's not going to go down with you. Like he built Varv Shal Reuven, Yaakov didn't accept what Reuven said. Amar, he said, Bachar Shaita Huze, what a foolish oldest son I have. Hu Amr Laham is Banav, he's saying that he's going to kill his children. Vichibanav Haim Veloy Banai, are they his children and not my children? I don't want him to kill his children either. Back to Chomish Perak Mem Gimel Pasuk Aleph, Varav Kaved Baaretz, and the famine was very heavy in the land. It was when they finished eating the food that they brought from Mitzrayim. Their father said to them, "Shuvu shivrulanim at oichel, go and purchase some food for us." Let's just see Rashi over here. Pasuk Beis. Kasher kilu lechol. Yehuda amar lehem. Yehuda told his brothers, "Hamtinu lezaken achetich lepasmen abayis." Let's just wait a little bit for the old man. And meaning, let's wait for our father until there's no more food in the house, and then we're going to try to work out this whole situation with Binyamin. Kasher kilu kad sheitziu. It was all finished. Back to Chomish Pasuk Gimel. Vayomer love Yehuda lemar. Yehuda told his father, saying, "Ha'ed he'id banu ha'ish lemar." The man strongly warned us, saying, "Lois yirupana, you're not allowed to see my face, bilti achichem itchem, without your brother with you." Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Gimel. Ha'ed he'id l'shein hasra. This is a lashon of warning. Next Rashi, "Lois yirupana, bilti achichem itchem, leiter uni b'lo achichem itchem." Don't come to see me without your brother with you. Back to Chomish Pasuk Dalet. Im yeshcha mishaleches ochinu itanu. If you're going to send our brother with us, nerdav v'nishbar l'cha oichel, then we're going to go down and buy food for you. V'meincha mishaleich le'nerid. But if you're not going to send him, we're not going to go down. Ki ish amar elenu lois yirupana, bilti achichem itchem. For the man said to us, "Do not see my face without your brother with you." Vayomer Yisrael, so Yaakov said, "Lama hari oisem li, why did you do bad to me? Lahagid l'ish ha'oid l'chem ach, to tell the man that you have another brother." Vayomer, they said, "Shal shal ish lanu l'malatenu lemar." The man asked us about us and our birth, saying, "Ha'oid avichem chai, is your father still alive? Ha'ish l'chem ach, do you have a brother?" V'nagid loyal p'yad v'rema eila. And we told him, based off of these things, "Hayodaya neida ki yomer haridu esachichem," were we supposed to know that he was going to tell us to bring our brother down? Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Zayin. They had said, "Lanu l'malatenu," that he had asked about us and our birth. What does it mean, our birth? L'mishbachaseinu, he asked about our families. U'midrashi, the Medrash explains, "Afilu in yani arisa seinu," even regarding our crib, meaning the wood of our crib, gilolanu, he revealed to us so many secrets about our family. So v'naged loy sheyesh lanu avach, we told him that we have a father and a brother. Al piyad varma eila, al pisha eloysav asher shal, who's kaknu lahagid. Based off of the questions he was asking, we had to answer him. So back to Chomish Pasuk Ches, Vayomer Yehuda al Yisrael, Aviv Yehuda told Yisrael his father, "Shilcha hanar iti v'nakuma v'nelcha," send the lad with me and we're going to get up and go. V'nechiv loy namas, we will live and not die. Gam anachnu, gam ata, gam tapenu, also us, also you, and also our children. I will guarantee him, you can demand him from my hand. If I do not bring him to you and stand him before you, I will have sinned to you all of days. For if we hadn't delayed so much, we could have returned twice already by now. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Ches. He had said, we're going to live. He had a little bit of Ruch HaKadosh, meaning based off of this going, we're going to take Binyamin, you're actually going to have a little bit of livening of your spirit. Shenemar says, "Vatechi ruach Yaakovim," once he heard that Yosef was alive. "V'loy namas," and we're not going to die, "barav," in famine. "Binyamin, safek yitafes, safek leitafes." It's a safek, it's in doubt whether something's going to happen to Binyamin. But va'anu, regarding us, "kulanu mesim barav, im loy nelech," all of us are going to die of hunger if we're not going to go. "Motiv shetanech as a safek, v'sispas is avadai," it's better that we leave that which is doubtful to the side and we focus that which is definite, and it's definite that we're going to die of hunger if we don't buy food. Pasuk Tes, he had told him, "Yitzakti l'vanecha, I'm going to stand him before you. Shaloy avienu eilecha meis," I'm not going to bring him back to you dead. "Ki imcha," he's going to be alive. "V'chatasi l'chokal yomim," I'm going to have sinned to you all of my days. "Lo olam haba," meaning even in olam haba. Pasuk Yod, he had told him, "Lule has mamanu," if you wouldn't have delayed, "al yadcha," because of you, "kvar hayinu shavim shimon," we would have been back with Shimon already. "V'lenitz ta'arta kol yom halalu," and you wouldn't have to have been pained all these days. So back to Chomash Pasuk Yod Aleph. Vayomer aleim Yisrael avim Yisrael, their father told them, "Imkein eifai zois hasu," if it must be so, so this is what you should do. "Kachum mezimras ha'aretz b'chleim," take from some of the praise of the land in your vessels. "Vayridu l'ish mincha," and bring the man a present. "Me'at sari," a little bit of balsam. "Uma'at vash," a little bit of honey. "Nechais v'light," wax and lotus. "Batnim u'shkedim," pistachios and almonds. "V'kasef mishnat chubi yadchem," and take double the amount of money in your hand. hand, and also the money that was returned to you in your sacks, you should bring back. Perhaps it was a mistake. You shall take your brother and get up and go back to the man. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Efai kolshan, efai loshan, yaser hu l'takin amila b'loshan ivri im kain is dakik lasos. If this is what I must do, shashalchenu imachem, that I'm going to send him with you. So tzarchani lachzer l'vakesh aye pay takana ve'itz lasiyom. So now I have to search for and seek for aye pay. Efai is aye pay. Some solution to advise you. Va'aymer ani zaisasu. And this is what I'm saying, that this is what you should do. Mizimra sa'aretz miturgam min demeshabach ba'ara shakom is zamrim olav kshu bala olam. Everyone sings about this when it comes to the world. It's the praise. It's the song of the land. Nechais shava. This is wax. But nimloyadati mahem. Rashi says, I don't know what these are. And we perish alfbeis. So Rabbi Machir reisi. I saw that it's push titzias. V'daimeli shem afarsakim. Rashi says, I think that it's peaches. However, other translations say that these is referring to pistachio nuts. Pasuk Yudbeis Rashi. He told him a kesef mishnah pishtaim karisha, and double the amount you took last time. Chubiyatchem lishbar oichel. You should take with you to buy food. Why should you take so much? Shema hukar shar. Perhaps all the market prices have gone up. And he also told him, take back the money that he had returned to you. Ulai mishgehu. Shema hamemuna alabayis shachah shegag. Perhaps the one that's in charge of everything, he forgot to take it by mistake, so therefore you should bring that money back as well. And now back to Chumash Pasuk Yudalad, Yaakov concluded by telling them, Ve'kel shaka yiten lechem rachem mufnei ish, and Hashem should grant you mercy in front of the man, v'shilchem esachichem acher, and he should send you your other brother, ve'es binyamin and binyamin, va'ani, and as for me, kasher shachalti, shachalti. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yudalad, Ve'kel shaka, me'ata enchel chaserim klum el tefila, the only thing you're missing now, I've given you instructions, so now you're just missing tefila, harini mispa alechem, I'm going to daven for you. Ve'kel shaka, why is it that Yaakov used this name? Shaddai b'nesinus rachmav, because Hashem has sufficient mercy that he's able to give to everyone. He's able to give you all that mercy. So he should give you that mercy. That's a simple understanding. And the one that said die to the world, he should say die enough to all my tzaras. I didn't have any bit of quiet since my youth. Tzaras Lavan, tzaras Esav, tzaras Rachel, tzaras Dina, tzaras Yosef, tzaras Shimon, and now tzaras Binyamin. He shall release with you. Go to the next Rashi. Esachichem, your brother, Zeshem, that's referring to Shimon. Acher, the other one, Ruch HaKadosh Nizrakabai, he had a little bit of Ruch HaKadosh here, Rabbis Yosef, that's including Yosef. Va'ani, as for me, Ad Shuchem, Eya, Shaka, Misafik, I'm going to be bereaved, Misafik. Kasher Shechalti, Yosef, Shimon, I'm bereaved now of Yosef and Shimon, Shechalti, I'm also afraid that I'm going to be bereaved of Binyamin. So back to Chumash Pasuk Taz Vav, Vayikcho Anashim, Samincha, Zois, and the men took that present, Umishne Kasav, Lokho, Biyadam, Ve'es Binyamin, and they took the double money in their hands and Binyamin, Vayakumu, Vayerdu, Mitzrayim, and they got up and they went down to Mitzrayim, Vayam, Dlufne, Yosef, and they stood in front of Yosef. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the sixth Aliyah to see what happened. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.